the life that was given, a life that came back. The life of a sinner changed to the life of a saint. Before we go any further, before we get into the message, let's go ahead and give credit where credit is due. If y'all will, give a round of applause to all of our singers and performers today. They did an amazing job. Y'all, please stand. They deserve it. Thank you. And big days like this couldn't have happened with also Will doing all the slides up in the front and in the back there. Thank you, Will. If he gets my praise, listen, he makes my job so much easier. So thank him on your way out. He's done a great job. Thank Clint on his way out. He's the one who's helped organize this and put it all together. So thank him as well. And we'll make sure we give them all a round of applause at the end of the service as well. There's two things I'd like to mention before we get off and start it into our service. We have, for all of our guests, we put together a little gift basket. How many of y'all are coffee drinkers? Say amen. All my coffee people, we got coffee mugs for you. And inside it's got my contact information and also pens and other things in there for you. So you're welcome to have that. We'll have those up in the back. If I could just have a couple of our people after the service grab those and head out front and just make sure we give to those, anybody also that would have them. But not just my coffee drinkers, unless you fit into both categories. We also have stuff for the kids. And so if you're a child today and you have a happy Easter, listen, we've got red and blue or pink and blue Easter baskets for all of our children that are present today. We thank you so much. Now, I'm going to say you only get those if you stay awake through the whole service. So you can't enjoy the singing, and then when the preacher gets up, go to sleep. That's not a possibility. No, but these are all for y'all, and we thank you so much for coming. We love having y'all, and we hope it's a blessing to you. Today's text, I believe God has placed upon my heart. It's going to be in the book of Luke. If you have your Bibles, you can go ahead and turn there. If you don't, that's okay. We'll have them on the screen for you. Luke chapter 24. And once you find your place there, would you please stand? We'll read these together. My one last time of asking you to stand. Luke chapter 24. We're going to start in verse 1. Luke chapter 24, verse 1 reads as this. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away in the sepulchre, and they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed about thereabout, behold, two men stood by them with shining garments. And as they were afraid, they bowed down their faces into the earth. And they said unto them, why seek ye living among the dead? The majority of my sermon is going to come for these next few verses. He says in verse 6, he is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spoke unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. And returned to the sepulchre and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. And it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women that were there with him. And they told these things to the apostles. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reading of your word and the songs and the praise and the hearts of every individual here today to worship you in the spirit and truth. May your blessings be upon the reading of your word and upon the message you've laid upon my heart. We ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Our Lord, our Savior, and our friend. Amen. Thank you so much. You may be seated. When I read Scripture, I try not to get too hard, especially on the people that fail, because I myself am pretty familiar with failing. I know what it's like not to be perfect. I know that all too well. As much as I try, as much as I try to live scripturally and biblically, and then there's even times in my life where I'm put in a weird place where there is no really good answer. I find it interesting, though, every time when we read these texts, you would read the disciples and you think, how could you forget?
How could you forget the man, your teacher, your Messiah, the God on earth, said, listen, and in my calculations, he said it more than five times in his 3 years of teaching them. He says, how could you forget? He says, I'm going to die, be risen again, just like Jonah. When he was in there at the temple, and he called out to him, he says, this is how the Son of Man, he will be the cornerstone, and tossed away. And on the third day, I will rise again. How can the disciples forget that? I'm going to give them a little bit of grace here. This was a very powerful moment. Wouldn't you agree? If it was anything like we have seen depicted in those videos, if it had any essence of the songs that we were singing, listen, what a traumatic, dark, very compelling time to sit in that place at Golgotha where three men, two of them thieves, one of them promoted as a heretic. What an amazing time. Everything we've ever loved, if we were the disciples, our father, our teacher, our rabbi, our Messiah is hanging on the cross, and it seems like everything we have ever loved is now dying in front of us. I'll give them a little bit of grace. How many of you've gone through something very traumatic and you forgot all common sense? Everything you were ever taught. I can only imagine that the disciples had that kind of hard time. I'll also give them a little bit of time. He spoke five messages in 3 years' time. I would single out a couple of our members who have been here for a good while and be like, hey, what did I preach 3 weeks ago? I'd be scared to say that somebody would tell me the right answer. Here's the thing. Those five messages probably took a back burner to all the miracles that Jesus was performing. All the things that he was doing, all the many wonderful things that he did, that is probably why they forgot. You can see the angels talk to him in verse 6. He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spake to you while he was yet in Galilee? It was almost as if through all the trauma, throughout all the time, they had to be reminded. This is one of the things I really love about Easter. I want to tell you something. Nothing new has ever changed about that story. Nothing's ever changed. We just have to be reminded of it. We put it up on this specific day of the year to be reminded of that brutal sacrifice that he paid the price for your sins and my sins. Nothing's ever changed about it. But we tend to forget, don't we? We get caught up in the trauma. We get caught up with all the fancy messages, all the stuff we haven't heard in a while. We get caught up in life. We have more in common with the disciples at this time than we ever did throughout all their depicted lives in Scripture. Good people, loving people, Christian people, devoted to their Savior, who have gone through a tremendous, horrible, daunting, historic, traumatizing time. And we forget that Easter's about life. It's about the life-giving power that Christ has given. What I love about this and what we see here and with the things that always get put front and center is Jesus' resurrection. How many of y'all know that's a very powerful thing? Y'all say amen for me. I like it when people say amen, so feel free to do it anytime during the service. There's an amazing thing that is mentioned here, and that is, he is not here. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He has risen. It's an amazing thing for us to remember. But there's also more that Easter is. Easter's not just about Jesus' resurrection. There's three things that I think that get lost in translation. The first thing, when we see Jesus raised from the dead, we understand that he has the authority over death. Death cannot hold him. Amen? He has power over it. He has the keys. He has the life. You cannot shake God, and you cannot shake Christ. He is the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. You can't take His life from Him, which is one of the most amazing things here. He gives of it freely. When we read back in Isaiah, He prolonged His life. If it's never sunk in till now, the torture that He endured during that time would have killed a normal individual. He would have lost so much blood. He had been beaten. He had been bruised. He had been ripped from asunder. He has really been to the point where He no longer looks like a man. And He continued to live. That's amazing. That's a miracle. Because let me tell you why that's amazing and why that's a miracle. Because He was not made to die at that moment. He had to die as a sinner would die. He had to take that moment where He took your sins and my sins and He placed them there on Calvary's cross and He died to give you life. It wasn't just the resurrection of a Christ. It was the resurrection of every sinner who would ever trust Him as a Savior. He had the authority over death. His resurrections prove that He was who He said He was. If He'd have just died and never rose back from the grave, He'd have just been a prophet. How many of y'all agree with that? He'd have just been a good man, a teacher, a rabbi, but when He rose from the dead, nobody touched Him, nobody said a prayer over Him. He rose by Himself. Every other resurrection, all throughout Scripture, all throughout time, was done by somebody else. Nobody at this time. It was Him. He was in control 100% of the time. He suffered. He prolonged His life. He died on that cross so that He could take my sins and your sins. The last thing, I think, was probably the most poetic. Probably the most genuine. When He died on that cross and He rose again from the dead, He proved that everything He said was true. He proved it. It was no longer up for speculations. The Pharisees could no longer deny the proof that was in the resurrection of Christ. Everything He said from that point on was true. Everything that He said prior had been backed up with the power of His resurrection. I love Christian holidays. But I don't want them to fall to the wayside and us not remember the true meaning. The true meaning of Easter is life. He traded a life for your life. On many occasions, Jesus preached this. He says, He told us, He says, I have come that ye may have life, and not just life, but life more abundant. He says, I have come for those that are in need of a physician. I have not come for the righteous. When the 99 flock that I hold and one goes astray, I go for that one, taking the priority for anyone who would want to have Jesus as his Savior. My question to us is this today, is have we forgotten that? Easter is all about love. Easter is all about life. It's about the resurrection. But I want you to tell you, I want this to be a reminder to us. Easter would have never happened. Easter had no purpose if it wasn't for bringing lost people back to God. Can I get an amen? Everything that's ever stated there, everything that has ever been about, Jesus came to this world to seek and to save that which was lost. He has come, He has died, He has risen again for us. Something that we have to be reminded of because we forget. We forget that Easter is for us. It's for the world. It's for those who need it most. So for all those who are here, let's hear it again. For For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe on Him should have eternal life, everlasting life. He's come for us. He died for us. He rose to prove it to us. He is who He says He is. And by testimony of every person, every believer that is in this room, we give a full hearty amen to His glory, to His honor, to His kinghood, to everything that we believe. We sing the songs for His glory. We stand in reverence for the Scriptures. We do everything we do today because of what He did for us. Y'all say amen. I love my little amen section. God is good. All the time. God is good. Let this be a reminder to us. As the disciples need to be reminded of the messages that Jesus preached, may this be a reminder. May those videos, those images constantly be in the back of our minds, the songs be in our heart. And may we never forget the life-giving power that is in Christ. With every head bowed, with every eye closed,